You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
For more than 150 years, Allegheny Observatory on Pittsburgh's north side has provided scientists with views of the cosmos. In 1859, a group of wealthy industrialists founded the observatory in Allegheny City as an educational tool for local residents. The observatory became part of the Western University of Pennsylvania, now known as the University of Pittsburgh. Samuel Langley, Allegheny Observatory's first director, used the powerful telescope in a precedent-setting scientific study of the sun. When the railroad industry adopted standardized time in 1883, the Pennsylvania Railroad used the observatory's Allegheny time to synchronize time schedules by telegraph signals in the U.S. and Canada. The work pioneered at Allegheny Observatory in standardizing time greatly improved the safety and efficiency of the railroad industry and helped to put the observatory on a solid financial footing. Langley and his successors, including the famous telescope lens maker John Brashear, charted the stars and confirmed that the rings of Saturn are composed of particulate matter, not solid as once believed. Today, the classic revival-style building near Riverview Park includes a library, lecture hall, and laboratories with three domed telescope enclosures. Scientists at the Allegheny Observatory continue to research planets beyond our solar system in hopes of the next great discovery. Visitors can learn more about the Allegheny Observatory by visiting Pittsburgh, a tradition of innovation exhibition at the Heinz History Center.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.